Chapter 7. Bellamy. Bellamy squinted up at the sunrise. He'd always assumed those ancient poets had been full of shit, or at least had much better drugs than he'd ever tried. But they were right. It was crazy to watch the sky go from black to gray and then explode into streaks of color. It didn't make him want to break out into song or anything, but then again, Bellamy had never been the artistic type. He leaned over and pulled Octavia's blanket up over her shoulder. He'd spotted it sticking out of one of the supply containers the night before and had practically knocked out some kid's tooth in the ensuing tussle. Bellamy exhaled, watching as his breath crystallized in front of him, lingering far longer than it would on the ship, where the ventilation system practically sucked the air out of your lungs before it had a chance to leave your mouth. He looked around the clearing. After that Clark girl had finished evaluating Octavia and determined she only had a sprained ankle, Bellamy had carried her over toward the trees where they'd spent the night. They were going to keep their distance until he figured out how many of these kids were real criminals and how many had just been in the wrong place at the wrong time. Bellamy squeezed his sister's hand. It was his fault she'd been confined. It was his fault she was here. He should have known she'd been planning something. She'd been talking for weeks about how hungry some of the children in her unit had been. It had been only a matter of time before she did something to feed them, even if it meant stealing. His selfless little sister was sentenced to die for having too big of a heart. It was his job to protect her, and for the first time in her life, he'd failed. Bellamy threw his shoulders back and raised his chin. He was tall for a 6-year-old, but that didn't stop people from staring as he made his way through the crowd at the distribution center. It wasn't against the rules for children to come on their own, but it was rare. He went over the list his mother had made him repeat back to her 3 times before she'd let him leave their flat. Fiber meal, 2 credits. Glucose packets, 1 credit. Dehydrated grain, 2 credits. Tuber flakes, 1 credit. Protein loaf, 3 credits. He darted around 2 women who'd stopped to grumble in front of some white things that looked like brains. Bellamy rolled his eyes and kept moving. Who cared that Phoenix got all the good stuff from the solar fields? Anyone who wanted to eat vegetables probably had little, mushy white brains themselves. Bellamy cupped his hands under the fiber dispenser, caught the packet that slid out, and tucked it under his arm. He started to make his way over to the tuber section when something bright and shiny caught his eye. Bellamy turned and saw a pile of red, round fruit inside a display case. Normally, he didn't care about the expensive things they locked away. Twisted carrots that reminded Bellamy of orange witch fingers, and ugly mushrooms that looked more like brain-sucking black hole zombies than food. But these were different. The fruit was a rosy pink, the same color that his neighbor Rilla turned when they played Alien Invasion in the corridor. Or used to play before Rilla's father was taken away by the guards and Rilla was sent to live in the care center.